Hello, beautiful souls, and welcome back to Spiritual Footprint. I'm your host, Sarah, and I'm so grateful to have you here today. If you're new to the podcast, welcome. This is a space for exploring spirituality, astrology, tarot, and personal growth. And for my returning listeners, thank you so much for being here again. I love walking in this journey with you. Today's episode is packed with cosmic insights. We're diving into part two of our natal chart series, where we'll be talking about the 12 houses, the rising signs, the significance of Chiron, which is the wounded healer. But before we get into that, we'll take a look at the tarot of the day. We're going to be discussing the energy of the waning gibbous moon in Libra, which is in my location, and how to work with it. And we'll be exploring our upcoming Venus retrograde. This is going to be a deep transformative episode, so grab your journal, light a candle, and let's dive in. For today's tarot reading, I pulled one of the most intense and transformational cards in the deck, the Tower Upright. This card shows a tall tower struck by lightning, flames bursting from the window, and people tumbling to the ground. It's a card of sudden upheaval, destruction, and revelation. Now, before you panic, because I'm going to be honest, I panicked a little bit because I know the tower can look a little scary. Let's talk about its deeper meaning. The tower isn't about suffering for no reason. It's about breaking down false foundations so that something stronger can be built. This is like divine intervention, clearing out anything that's no longer serving you. It's uncomfortable, but it's very necessary for growth, as we know with many uncomfortable things. Today's theme of Venus retrograde and the waning gibbous in Libra, the tower is basically asking you, where in my life am I holding on to something unstable? What illusions about love, relationship, and self-worth need to be shattered so that I can rebuild on solid ground? As we move through today's topic, keep this card in mind. Change is coming, but it's leading you towards something better. Right now, the moon, where I'm at, is in the waning gibbous phase in Libra. This moon phase is all about reflection, gratitude, and release, and Libra adds themes of balance, relationships, and harmony. During a waning gibbous, we are no longer in the high energy manifestation stage of the full moon. Instead, this is a time to let that go, refine, and integrate lessons. Libra, ruled by Venus, asks us to assess, where am I seeking balance in my life? Are my relationships truly aligned with my highest good? What limiting beliefs about love, beauty, or self-worth am I ready to release? So, I want to do a little ritual tonight. You're more than welcome to join me. I'm going to be lighting a pink candle. You can light a pink one or a blue one, representing Libra's energy of love and harmony. I'm going to be writing a release list. So, I'm going to write down anything throwing me off balance, any habits, any fears, any toxic relationships. For me, it's habits. I'm going to ask myself, what do I need to let go to invite more peace and harmony in my life? I'm going to tear up the paper. I'm going to burn it to symbolize release. And I'm going to stand in front of a mirror and I'm going to say, I release all that no longer serves me. I am worthy of balance, love, and harmony. And then I'm going to spend a few minutes in silence, meditating about it, and letting that energy settle. The ritual aligns beautifully with the tower's energy, destroying illusions so that we can find real harmony. Now, we've all been hearing about this Venus retrograde and its spiritual meaning all over social media, so let's talk about it. Venus is the planet of love, beauty, and values. It goes into retrograde every 18 months, shaking up our relationship, our self-worth, and creative energy. When Venus is retrograde, old relationships may surface. So maybe some exes with unfinished karmic lessons or whatnot might reach out to you. I don't know. We are forced to reevaluate our relationships, our finances, and our self-esteem during this time. We are given basically like a cosmic pause to reassess what we truly value and love in life. This is not the time for impulse love decisions, any financial investments. Instead, it's a period about inner reflection. With the Tower appearing today, Venus retrograde might be shaking up your love life, forcing you to confront hard truths. So ask yourself, am I staying in this relationship out of fear or comfort? Am I truly honoring my own worth? How can I redefine love, starting with myself? What Venus retrograde is trying to do is trying to invite you to break free from old patterns and rebuild love on a foundation of truth. Now let's get into our natal chart part two. So let's talk about the rising sign. That's the ascendant. I didn't talk about that in my last episode, but it's basically your outer self. My rising sign is Aquarius. This is the zodiac sign that's on the horizon of your birth. It represents how the world sees you, how you approach new situations. Now, let's talk about the houses. Each house represents a different area of your life. The first house is yourself, identity, first impressions, which is usually ruled by Aries. Then, the second house is about money, possessions, self-worth. It's ruled by Taurus. The third house is communication, learning, siblings, ruled by Gemini. Fourth house, home, family, emotional foundations, ruled by Cancer. Your fifth house, creativity, romance, self-expression. It's ruled by Leo. Your sixth house, health, routine, work habits, ruled by Virgo. Seventh house, partnership, relationship, contracts. It's ruled by Libra. Your eighth house is your transformation, intimacy, shared resources, also ruled by Scorpio. Your ninth house is your higher learning, travel, beliefs. It's ruled by Sagittarius. Your 10th house is your career, your reputation, public image, is ruled by Capricorn. 11th house is your friendship, community, hopes. It's ruled by Aquarius. Your 12th house is the subconscious, the endings, spirituality. It's ruled by Pisces. Now, if you look at your natal chart, you see Chiron instead of other planets, and you're wondering what that is. Well, Chiron is the wounded healer. It represents our deeper wounds and how we can transform them into healing. The sign and the house of Chiron in your natal chart shows where you carry wounds from past experiences and how you can become the healer of yourself and others. Today we explored the Tower's message of transformation. Release energy under the waning gibbous in Libra and unlock deeper wisdom about Venus retrograde in the natal chart. Next time, we'll dive into how the zodiac signs influence your charts. But until then, remember, every step you take leaves a spiritual footprint. Let's make it meaningful.